Freeform Radio. WMFO Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends here in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Book of Mirrors, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Champ Chuck, Ariel Gray, Priscilla, and a few others on the way today. Kind of continuing with this shooting the breeze, freeform sort of format we're doing while we gear up for the Alumni Cypher series. If you don't know what that is, that's taking place Tuesdays in July. Basically every year we invite back all our previous guests. And if they want, they can hop on the Cypher. Shout out to the Beat Club podcast, Stay True, Stu Showcase. They actually A&R'd it for us this year. They just dropped off a batch of beats to me, sent them out to the artists who right now are picking their favorites, and then we're going to be going in. If you want to know who's involved with that, well, we've got Darius Haywood, Time and Lep, Ant Thomas, Bakari JB, Bug Out, Chronic Tome, Paranom, Killer Kowalski, M. Dot, Prano, Ryan Easter, Seti Zoo, Tayshawn Taylor, Tim Nyan, Cody Pope, Esty Knack, Champ Chuck, Esh the Monolith, DL, Kyle Bent, and Notoriety confirmed so far. And then a few strong maybes in there as well. So I don't know. It's getting kind of crazy. Every year we invite back everyone and, well, they keep coming back. So it's just going to get bigger and better. The beats are already getting better. We've always had good beats. Last year we had some dope ones from Q Quick and Devon and Black the Beat Man. Flip Jackson's always got something in there. This year we have a new selection. So that's going to be happening every Tuesday. Stay True providing video footage of that. And if you go to lfodradio.com right now, you can catch up on past episodes, which this is the time to do it. Get familiar with those artists. Check out 24 and 24 if you have not yet. That's 24 songs in 24 hours by 24 artists. And it's still the hardest thing out here. That's a fact. So I would love to hear something harder, though. So prove me wrong, please. If you're tuned in online, talk to us. Let us know at LiveFreeODRadio on Twitter. LFOD Radio everywhere else. And if you are an artist tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Send us your records, keep them clean, and we will play those on the air. We're going to kick things off with some Tim Nyan. He was the first one to get back to us about his beat selection for the Cypher series. Tim bodies it every time. Like, I can't wait for the moment when, you know, people up here are hip and they know what's going on, but I just can't wait for that, like, moment when people realize, you know, the star in our presence. So shout out to Tim, and I can't say too much more. I'll go right to his head. This one's How Far. It's off a new EP he dropped, which is very nice, and he's got even more new music on the way. Once again, you are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
But I took too much to numb it. Nauseous, I vomit. Watched me falling as I plummet. Thought I got to the summit. What was it? Mirage so real, thought I could touch it. It wasn't. I'm stubborn, hate to admit that I'm lost like a husband. His wife in the front seat of the car. I'm bugging, shuffling through my thoughts. Too many lies to decipher. My mind in a vice grip. I'm hyper, lazy at the same time. Yeah, crazy, I know, ain't I? Still, I'm trying my best. That's all I ever give. Still, I fall like eyelids off them sedatives. Like I'm falling to my death, but they gon' let me live. Or maybe it's all in my head, caught up in that Tom Pettiness. Free falling like
how far do I have to fall until I hit the ground? I don't see the ground coming. How far do I have to fall until I hit the ground? I don't see the ground coming.
My visions is twisted. I float through the air like no physics existed. When will I land? Plans will be plans, but only in the hands of the man will this shit ever friction. That's when the rubber meets the road, and I forgot to wear a rubber. Life fucked me so cold, gave birth to my burdens. Only thing that I know for certain is nothing's for certain. So when she leave, I keep it moving, but what other choice do I have? Yeah, cause I'm the voice of the sad, the mad, the hopeless. I crashed, at last thought I hit the ground. But I was only touching clouds, guess I'm never coming down. Forever falling to my death, until my very last breath. I'm asking
how far do I have to fall until I hit the ground?
about three, maybe four lines in it, depending on how rowdy you want to get. What really blows you away more than anything else is the speed you get out of there.
Yeah, triple black diamonds, yeah. You already off the low. Hey, y'all, yeah. Fade away, half court shot, nothing but net. I make it look too easy like a Houdini. Never nothing less than fresh, and we fly forever. Food for thought like a Sabi lecture. Better pay me checkerboard tile floors made of marble. Black and white like a mulatto malt whiskey bottle. Getting brain from bougie models. Hit the airport, feeling like I hit the lotto. Blessed, Dubai duplex, juice press. So who you trying to impress? I play chess with the Reaper. With ease, he got Ethan. Reef loud enough to pop speakers. On the block like sidewalks. Make a stack, then I slide off. Violate, get your life lost. Might catch the kid in the white Porsche. On the block like sidewalks. Make a stack, then I slide off. Violate, get your life lost.
Really in these streets,
catch the kid in the pipe.
Hey, catch the alias. It's spark the fatal. I'm swinging the last Bailey sipping. I'm feeling the nasal dripping. Whip as big as a naval shipping. The flavors are sick. I'm watching the haters tripping. The dishes are greatest pipping. Plus the Jordan and Phil Jackson. I'm rocking a rough recording. And born in the image of fly stuff I'm sporting. Lava than most these has been niggas. It was important. I still be kicking it, hitting women and drug importing. You in sports, I'm taking a look at your portion. I suggest if you proceed that you take it. Caution. I'm from the mass residential, recognizing it ain't from Boston. Taking the steps to make a fortune. Corporatist and that nugget, of course, I'm dipped in my favorite sauces. The newest shit rapping, pugilist with amazing forces. Figure eight whale twist in the latest Porsches. Blew the faces in my hand and replaced the blazing torches. The secretary in the law's office. Yeah.
Yo, products of purists, draw Europe with endurance. Will outlast, that's for certain. Count cash, burning hash, swerving. Fast money on my mind at all times. We stay working. Rubber bands break. Marble cape, mahogany, gets area in the wraith. The weight, my world hole can make the planet shake. Plan your weight, right aware of what I ride is rare. Fans can't wait for the next crack to set. Sound like a bag of wet, my raps connect. From Logan Airport to LAX. Even Rex ever, you got stuck for your levers. Tucking something that'll have you moving like Mayweather. On the block like sidewalks. Make a stack, then I slide off. Violate, get your life lost. Might catch the kid in the white Porsche. On the block like sidewalks. Make a stack, then I slide off. Violate, get your life lost. Might catch the kid in the white Porsche.
Over state lines. Patient with that paper cause it take time. Read a story about a man on the gram. Trapping off his iPhone, now he got a FaceTime. I can't go out like that. I ain't too motherfucking hungry for the clout like that. In fact, fuck I look like Bragg. I'm a grown ass man, fuck I look like Saggy. Making money's in my jeans. If I let that slip away, I fall apart at the seams. Seems I'm a greedy motherfucker. I'm just praying all this bread don't spoil a nigga's supper. Head high off adrenaline. I spend it forever, let it settle in. Didn't get rich off the way I handle balls. Now a nigga backpedaling. Read a story about a man on the gram. Trapping off his iPhone, now he got a FaceTime. I can't go out like that. I ain't took off for me, hungry for the clout like that. In fact, I think I look like Bragg. I'm a grown ass man, I think I look like Saggy. Making money's in my jeans. If I let that slip away, I fall apart at the seams. Seems I'm a greedy farm. I'm just praying all this bread don't spoil it in the supper. Head high off adrenaline, I spend it forever, let it settle in. Didn't get rich off the way I handle balls. Now I'm getting backpedaling. This is for my niggas on the block, selling trees and cigars. You see the pen, but use the pen to put their life behind bars. Won't say only God can judge me, cause I see this shit clear. See the future, look around, but I don't see shit here. Understand you making plays, but this shit ain't a sport. Last thing I wanna do is end up in the court. Last thing I wanna hear is another off the report. Off if you 5'2", nigga, don't tell me you short. Look, if you don't eat, then I don't eat. I don't eat, then you don't sleep. This ain't the shit I do for fame and the Grammy. This is the shit I do to feed my family. Head high off adrenaline, I spend it forever, let it settle in. Didn't get rich off the way I handle balls. Now I'm bringing back backpedaling.
Fatta così, giorno che verrà, nell'aria vola via, un biglietto da...
That was Casso, Backpedaling. Before that, we had Al Divino and Esty Knack with Snow White Porsches off their Triple Black Diamonds project. And we kicked things off with Tim Nye and How Far. Shout out to Tim. Like I said, first artist to get back to us about the Alumni Cypher Beats. Alumni Cypher going down Tuesdays in July. Stay tuned for more there. And then Esty, Al, and Casso are on the Overdog Showcase, which Champ Chuck is allegedly coming through to promote. I don't know. He said 2 minutes, but he said 15 minutes, like 3 minutes before saying 2 minutes. So I don't know. We won't hold our breath, but hopefully he gets in here. Chuck's a good dude. Hopefully he's tuned in and here in the shade. He says he's downstairs right now, which is outrageous. Crazy timing. I'm gonna go grab him in 1 second, but we gotta play another record here. What do we want to play? What do we want to play for Champ Chuck for some walk-in music? You know what? We're gonna play another Casso record, because I cannot not play Jubilee every time I have a chance. So this is Casso. This is off 24 and 24. This is No More / Jubilee. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Y'all see me, a lot of y'all need to give it up. And I ain't saying that because you from the city. Fuck, I'm saying that you talking about your album like we give a fuck. Nice to meet ya, I'm Costa Reaper. You out here singing for respect, you think you Aretha. You wanna walk in castle shoes, then buy castle sneakers, and bow your head when you see me in the castle preacher. All hell, all hell, all hell. He gon' be the reason that all records don't sell. 20 yellow, this shit is all draped in Chanel. Smoking something so loud, they can hear them up and smell. Nah, off that looking, off that looking, off that looking. I bet your shit still off that looking. 20,000 for your chain, you better talk that looking. Your label gon' want them funds back looking. The price is home.
Can't help but play that one. That was Casso, No More / Jubilee off of the 24 and 24 project. You can catch Casso July 12th at the Middle East upstairs for the Overdog Radio Showcase Part 4, Champ Chuck's birthday bash, along with Esty Knack and Al Divino, who you heard earlier. And we played a couple Casso records there. We're fired up for the show, Chuck.
Yeah, man. Peace to LFOD Radio every Tuesday night, 7 to 8 p.m. LFODradio.com if you're not in the greater Boston area, or 91.5 FM, hosted by none other than
Uncle Sam.
Brother Uncle in the building. You already know the man. I call him Brother Uncle because one day he was on Overdog, and I called him Brother Uncle, and it just stuck. That's it. That's the only background story. But yeah, man, I'm real excited for this. This is the third time that I've thrown a showcase. I kind of just got the plug on the first one, and I was like, I'm not going to let this pass ever again. So this is the Part 4 showcase. We missed the third-year anniversary, something... Just some, it didn't
don't even
out.
Tell them, man. Don't you even tell them. They don't know.
They don't need to know that.
Nope.
But Part 4, July 12th. This is going to be real special to me because it's actually on my birthday for the first time. So I'm excited. This is going to be... I'm not getting blackout drunk. I don't get really down.
Are you
like
sure?
That, like that. I'm going to be tipsy. But it's not going to be too wild. But man, I'm just excited to rock out with a bunch of family, man. These people who... create a bunch of dope art. We're gonna have live art on the spot as
really?
Well from Jake from Scope.
Nice.
We're gonna be doing some pretty wild and random giveaways also,
as is tradition.
You know what I mean? It just says it on there. Giveaways, vinyl giveaways, cassette giveaways. Like one of them is the God Fahim and the Makami dollar. What is it? The Dollar Menu Project, and this is like one of the dope records they pressed, and like sold out in like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. But the way I'm giving this one away is, whoever buys a ticket online right now, go to the MideastOffers.com and you find the site July. You find the show, which is July 12th, Middle East upstairs. If you buy a ticket through there, you enter yourself in a couple raffles, but this is one of them. I'm just gonna give away this record, and you can find it on Discogs for like $100. You know what I mean? I could sell it, but I want to give it away because Al Divino is on the showcase, and this is his first time on vinyl.
Oh, really?
And I ended up scoring three of them before it sold out.
Whew.
So I got one for me. I got the OBI, one of 20. I got the, I think, the green for him, and I'm giving away the gray. So you get to have his first time on vinyl. He's trying to buy the other one, too, but I'm like, yo, I need to hook the fans up because I'm going to have to find, like, ST's cassette. I think I got a couple copies of that, give one away, you know what I mean? I like to give people the physical and then inspires them. If they haven't started collecting, maybe do something like
that. It's kind of cool because I've seen you do it at shows before, and half the crowd is like, before they knew you, it's like, what is this dude doing? Like, why is he up there handing out records? But then they start to get it. They're like, these are, you know, rare pieces that he's just putting out. You don't have to give these away, and you're putting them out there. And the people that get it and are really appreciative.
Well, one of my favorite things to do, really, is to, you know, and just put people onto music, obviously, why we do Overdog and such. But the physical aspect of it and holding the art is, I've said it a million times, probably one of my favorites. But, yeah, man, the giveaway aspect, I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to give away at least 5 to 6 other records. We're doing Overdog Dad Hats for the first time. Looking real forward to that. That's going to be a 36 run, 18 black and white, 18 navy blue and red. They're going to be Red Sox themed, but these are going to be crispy. Shouts to Mass Apparel.
Shouts to them.
They are the homies, you know what I mean?
They do a lot of good stuff down there.
Yeah, we're also doing some shirts too, exclusive. It's going to be red with the navy blue and white splash. Everyone's unique because it's a different splash every time. And yeah, man, I'm looking forward
to it. I've got a couple. I got the Bruins.
Yeah, you got
some. I have the Celtics, and I have the Classic.
Yeah, you got the now the Bruins.
I'm collecting them.
The Bruins will never be done again in that color scheme.
Really?
We're going to flip it if we ever do that again. We'll do the yellow or the gold on the outside. The logo will be black.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Got you.
Just because with the shows, we don't ever want to repeat those. You know
what
I mean?
Dope that you do it that way.
Yeah, that's how it was since the first time. We did the black and gray for the first show. This is, 2014. I think it was my birthday bash. No, actually, it was 2015, the Overdog Showcase, one-year anniversary. That was with Motivate Monday at church.
Rest in peace. But shout out to the mayor.
Yeah, man. Shout out
to Mark's still making crazy moves out here. I love it.
Yo, yeah, I was going to make a social media post. I'm still going to do this because it was his birthday a couple weeks ago. That dude has helped put me on to, you know, what I've been doing, and he has inspired me. I've actually given away some Marin vinyl, too.
Really?
At Motivate Monday anniversary.
Now, that is rare.
Fourth one. Yeah, it's on a Nagari Crew record. I think it's called I'm Ready. I actually have my copy at the crib, but I found it in Cheapo, right up the street from the Middle East. I seen three copies.
It's wild. Gotta grab that.
You know what I mean? They were all sealed. I was like, dog, this is what's up. But either way, Mark Marin, like I said, he put me into Motivate Monday to, you know, be there and just soak it all up. It's crazy, man. That was like a second home to us all. And so was church. Rest in peace to Church of Boston, man. That's all I got to say. That just brings back the craziest memory, seeing you there almost every Monday.
That was dope. It was dope to have everyone. It was a family. It was a family affair for sure.
But yeah, man, so we're continuing that with this showcase. Like I said, part four. I'll read you the list one more time. Sam was shouting them out earlier. Beat Showcase by Billy Loman. Grubby Paws is on there. And then we got performances by ST Knack and Al Divino. We got Uncle Sam. We got Finalia, Caso, Hayes, Stiz Grimy. Man, it's going to be,
Slipwax.
DJ Slipwax is one of my favorite DJs ever, and he's on the ones and twos. Jake from Scope will be doing live. Jake Ladoff from Scope will be doing live art in the building. We're gonna have a Scope pop up shop in the building. We got the exclusive Overdog merch.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do the black and white hats again, but these navy blue and red ones will never be done again. The performers all get one, and then there's probably going to be 7 for sale.
It's dope you thought about that, because I was thinking about doing the blue ones with the red elephant, just like a little socks type thing.
I need that.
I'm not going to do it now, because you beat me to it. We can't be biting your stuff, so.
I got you.
We'll just do like, we'll do bandanas or something.
Nah, for sure. Either way, man.
Hosted by Champ Chuck.
Hosted by this guy. If you're in the building, we're going to have a Snapchat filter, whatever.
Okay.
All that business around the Cambridge area, especially near Central. So if you're on the T, see that. You know, info will be there. Hopefully, y'all pop over.
Should we try to make Billy say something?
Hello.
Billy Loman's in the building.
What's up? What's up?
Hello, Billy Loman.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the show, man.
Is your mic on, dude?
What's going on?
Check.
It should be. I don't know. I don't hear anything.
How we doing over here?
No, that one's definitely not on, but yours is supposed to be on. I need to put that on the little report that they have me do after the show. Try it now.
Check.
Yeah, that's on because it's buzzing. Yeah, just use mic 2.
Word. No, I'm looking forward to the show, man. Me and Grubby Paws just did a little beat battle down at Wonder Bar. I hadn't met the dude, so me and him, you know, me and Grubby will set it off. And, you know, the lineup's crazy, man. I've never seen Al and ST, you know, rock before. Uncle Sam, yeah, whatever. Finelia. No, this is a good lineup, man. I'm looking forward to it. That's actually the only reason I, started hanging out with Chuck, so he would put me on this showcase.
Dope.
And he did, so I'm good after this.
The last one was legendary. I think we fixed that mic. I think people just hit all the buttons on here when they come in first. Oh, yeah, it's back now. The last one was legendary. I was discussing that with someone else the other day.
Thank you, man. Honestly,
retrospect.
The first three.
That was a great show.
Yeah, the first three were so fun. The first two were kind of on the low. You know, we had a buzz going, and we still have the buzz going. But, like, it was more, I don't know.
It was like a nostalgia one. You felt like a motivate. You basically brought out the old motivate mainstays.
Yeah, basically. We tried to continue, you know, in that light. And we're never, we're not going to repeat acts until part 9, and once part 9 hits, there's going to be 64 different acts before that. You might see someone in a group.
I love it.
You know what I mean? Because there's so much talent out here, and people always hit me. Nothing against my homies, but yo, people who have been on the first, second, or third, they always like, yo, let me get on the next one, and I'm like, yo, you know the
why?
I gotta rotate the
right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, man. So the first two were at church. The third one was at the Middle East upstairs. A lot of people enjoyed that event. A lot of people. So do not miss out on this one. And just as many people, those same exact people that were ranting about that one, are saying that this one right here, same fire quality.
It's going to be good, man. It's going to be very good. And these are names that are going to be around for a while, and you'll be able to say, oh, yeah. I saw that at that Overdog. When we're all back for number 10 and 11 and 12 and 13.
Yeah. You're going to be like, damn. And I'll be giving away their vinyl.
And it's at the House of Blues.
Yeah, I'll be giving away their vinyl. I'll be giving away,
yep.
You know.
Let's go.
Yep. Actually, I might have to get another copy of that Mope Hope. Rain, because that's the first time Casa was on vinyl.
Yep. Pressure.
I have my copy.
Pressure.
I'm not giving away that.
Oh, so don't do it. Keep that.
But
yeah, that's one reason I rock with you is, man, you're same deal. We're, you know, keep on pushing, keep on building. Each time is better, and you're definitely here for the long run. So,
yeah, man. I got mad love for Uncle Sam.
You're not going to disappear on us. So that's what's up, man. I appreciate that. Are you going to stick around for a bit, or you got to get right out of here?
I got a few minutes.
I'm going to play at least one record.
Yeah.
I played all the records from the guys that you rock with.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I don't have anything. Tell the other dudes to send me some records. I don't have anything from Hayes. I don't have anything from Finelia. I have some really old Stiz Grimy.
Yeah, definitely.
I would play more of his stuff. He rapped on that. I hated that. Unfortunately, the last big one he had, shouldn't even say this on the air. That Godier song. I just hated that song, and then he rapped over the beat, and I was like, I can't even play this. Like, I hate songs.
Somebody I used to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually really liked the way he flipped that, because he was like talking about, but I get you.
The song now because it's nostalgic, but that year I was just, it was every 10 minutes. And I felt bad because this is a good dude, but I was like, I can't play this record, really.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel you, man.
That's an exclusive. There you go. You bring out everything.
Well, I'm very
here.
Honest when I talk about records. If I don't talk about it, I wasn't feeling the record.
Right.
You know what I mean? But sometimes I bring it to light. Oh, that was a bad,
right.
You know, not bad record, but I wasn't feeling that.
He's a good dude, though, so hopefully you get some cleans. This is actually super exclusive, what I'm about to play. This is some Killer Kowalski.
Fire.
This is the Headlock rework he did. You know that Cousin Stiz, that Headlock.
Yeah,
I think this is an exclusive because he can't put it on SoundCloud or anything because they keep ripping it down. So
really,
Overdog Radio exclusive record. Jamaican air horn noises. Can you do them? You got them?
Nah, I can't.
Bam! 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 We'll be back with Champ Chuck, Overdog Radio, Billy Loman, etc. When we get back, this is Cousin Stiz, Headlock. Yeah.
not. Born to farmers, fell out. Do what they can cause it's deadlock. Born to farmers, fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Born to farmers, fell out. Yeah, fell out. How did I know you would sell out? I hit the block and I sell out. Plug in the lay, put the mail out. Niggas be waiting for handouts. I roll the blunt such as dreadlocks. Most of my sneakers is dead stock. I flip the bitch to the bedrock. I would not sell from the crib though. No service there like a dead spot. I don't need pig cause I smell cop. I've been this way since the sandbox. And I must live what I cannot. Impossible, why the hell not? I am more lucky than Shamrock. Put my dogs cold in the leather. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Born to farmers, fell out. Do what they can cause it's deadlock. Born to farmers, fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Born to farmers, fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. Headlock. I put the drink in the headlock. Drink in the headlock. In the headlock. I put the drink in the headlock.
Bad bitch, fucking up some rare bottles. Counting up the racks, I've been playing with them. Iced up a $100 on my arm. Got your bitch on the run, yeah, she calling me the thug. The activator got a nigga in the headlock. Flintstone diamond, make these bitches bedrock. Hopping in the coupe, drop top robot. Everybody got a stick, ain't no gun. Just part of perk, ain't fucking with his hand. Yeah, shout it bad, but lil' mama a fan. I am the engine that told you I can. Big bank, take a look back, the battle, the pan. Hard of a line, ain't scared of these niggas. Hopping in the lab, switch gears on these niggas. He trying to kill, put a tear on that nigga. Daddy gone, nigga, pour a beer for your nigga. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Born to farmers, fell out. Do what they can, cause it's deadlock. Born to farmers, fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. Tryna cross me, boy, you better not. Born to farmers, fell out. I put the drink in the headlock. Headlock. I put the drink in the headlock. Drink in the headlock. I put the drink in the headlock.
Cousin Stiz, Headlock, the Killer Kowalski rework, remix. I don't know what the, he called it a rework. I think that's a SoundCloud thing.
Yeah, it's a...
These new producers.
He said the SoundCloud thing. Definitely, I've seen a lot more reworks than remixes, but either way.
I rock with it.
Yeah.
A little house mix.
Yeah, definitely got the rhythm. You know what I mean?
Stiz was crazy at Boston Calling.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to Cousin Stiz. Danny Brown killed it as well. I didn't get to see him run the Jewels.
It's crazy. You were there. I was there. Didn't even come close to see each other.
A good amount of people in between us because I seen your shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was somewhere there. I'm trying to find myself. And I think I was either behind you. I couldn't even tell.
I found Rose Glenn.
Yeah. I seen... But even him, I couldn't go over to him
because
it was packed. I don't know. I had a good time at Boston Con. Only went for Saturday. But I missed the Hannibal Buress show because the Hannibal Buress show was at capacity.
Hannibal Buress was hilarious,
It was
dude.
At capacity when
hilarious.
I went.
Hilarious. I was in there with a whole pizza. Paid $38 for it.
I was munching
it, watching him.
Also,
hilarious. Oh my God, 400,000 people just walked in the door.
This guy Wu-Tanged.
It's like, I thought Hollywood Lomane was getting out of here, but he's back.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Nah, he's
He just let everyone in. Okay. We do have Priscilla, though. What's happening? P.
Let me get comfortable.
Nah, you're on air right now.
Is this on?
Nope. Yep. Yeah. Everything's on.
Wait. Peace.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Whew,
we missed you. That's dope, though. We're going to get a solid 20.
I'm so tired.
We just played that new Killer Kowalski Cousin Stiz record.
Word.
Yeah.
To drink in a headlock.
But you don't listen to Stiz, do you?
Stop putting my business out there. I've heard a lot of great things about him.
That's good. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's what I'm sticking to.
He writes good records. He's big.
Yeah.
He just dropped something with Cardi. I haven't heard it yet, though.
Yeah, I got to check that. Nah, but yeah, big shouts to him, though. He killed it at Boston College.
Craziness. P.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to see you, Sam. I feel like I haven't seen you in like forever.
Way too long.
I know. Too long.
Way too long. Chuck, you can leave now. We're good. I'm joking.
No, we need you. Nah, how you been?
I've been good. I'm fired up for this Overdog show. We were just talking about it.
Word.
And, you know, I'm good.
Word.
Good.
Word.
We just had our show last week, Thursday, Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Oh, how was it?
Still Gold, Mike Wing, Tusky.
Word, yeah.
Bakari,
yeah.
JB.
How was that vibe?
Quill. It was good. It was really good.
It was out in New Hampshire, right?
Yep. Yeah, yep, we're trying to bring hip-hop to the seacoast.
Yeah, man, I'm mad I missed it.
So, first one, not bad. Venue was rocking with it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And the venue sounds really good. We actually still got another gig out of it. They're going to be up there again this weekend.
Right.
Opening for Xenia. I don't know her full name. Xenia, though. She's on Anti. I don't know. She's dope.
Still Gold is dope, too.
They are good. I was telling people, I was like,
still Gold.
I don't think you realize that you're paying $10 for this right now, and this is not going to be this is not going to be normal even a year from now. So cherish the moments. But yeah, shout out to both of them. Actually, there's like four of them now. So I think Ja Ja is officially a member of the group.
Really?
I mean, he's there all the time. He's on a lot of the records.
Yeah.
You know, it was good. Anyway, none of you were there, so I had fun.
Well, you didn't hit me up, so
we
won't talk about
that's
that.
Fine.
We won't talk about that.
We have a very strained relationship right now, unfortunately.
We're going to put that on the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
This is what we're doing, you know, we're...
It's an intervention.
Right.
Yeah, we're trying
I mean, you don't call me, so if we want to get down to the nitty gritty...
People call me, Priscilla.
This is not how this relationship works. It's you're supposed to call me and say, hey, Priscilla, how you been?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I will check in.
All right. Please, because I check in, kind of. I text you.
Ish, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm a bad texter, so.
The weirdest thing, let's just redirect this whole thing. The weirdest thing is Tasia in our group chat just watching our conversations happen silently, saying nothing.
She's actually about to take a nap.
For weeks
I'm
now.
I'm going to tell on her. She's about to take a nap.
Is she?
I think so.
Well, she needs to get some sleep. Anyway, more
right
people. Now Bird is here. Oh,
Bird
is the word.
Everyone is here right now. But yeah, so back to the music.
Yes, back to that.
Yeah, we missed you.
Word. I miss you guys too. Have y'all heard Vince Staples' new project?
The first four songs.
Yeah, the first four songs. How do you feel about it?
I think it's pretty dope.
Pretty dope?
Yeah.
Word. I listened to it once and I thought it was pretty smooth.
I've been a Vince Staples fan, not for too long. I mean, the record that I really liked was, I think it's In Hell, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Screen Door record is amazing. That's my go-to, like, workout record. You know what I mean? He's pretty dope. Very intelligent in his interviews.
Yeah, Vince is hilarious, too.
Yeah, he just got sponsored by Sprite, so that's pretty big for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vince is, ever since the song we talked about, My Dad Killed a Man, I Want to Know What It Felt Like, or whatever, early, but I unfortunately skipped the Vince Staples thing. He's dope, but I had too much negativity in my life when he came out. And I was like, I can only handle so many dark rappers. Mm. So I was listening to way too much like Schoolboy and Gibbs and stuff. I was like, Vince is just too much for this mix. But he's dope. I love his flow and he can rap. Definitely can rap.
Definitely.
Word?
I've been listening to New Thugger all day. So
I've actually probably never actively pursued and listened to a Young Thug record.
Yeah, this is the first for me, but I'm enjoying it.
I couldn't.
Dart is saying something.
Oh, maybe that one joint, with the Freddie Gibbs record.
I don't even think I know that.
Old English.
Oh, I mean, Old English is crazy.
It pops up on if you go to stream it or something like that.
Yeah.
Or you search Freddie Gibbs.
I'm not huge in a Thug, but he's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Like, I couldn't tell you what his voice was when he comes on, but
what? That's like the most identifiable thing.
I'm not gonna lie to you, man.
Have you heard the new 2 Chainz?
I don't listen to a radio much, besides unless you know, stations like this.
I've been bumping the new 2 Chainz and
Did you let that sit in?
Grizzly, those two have been my jams. What happened?
Did you let that sit in?
What happened?
He said, I don't listen to other radio stations unless it's something like this.
My man.
You should have had like a drop. LFOD.
Nah, of course.
Chuck does the intro when he hops in. LFOD Radio every Tuesday night.
I gotta give you a drop. You can cut that up later. It's just money. Just bam, right there.
Did you see the new Kendrick video drop today?
That I saw.
Where's Ariel?
Ariel, get on the radio.
Is it Ariel or Ariel?
Ariel.
Huh? Now see, she doesn't have a mic, so we can't hear her.
Just call me Ari.
Ari?
Ariel.
Ariel.
Right into the microphone.
Hello, hello, hello.
Nice voice.
What's up? How y'all doing?
Peace.
Good.
Good.
How
good.
You doing?
Did you see the new Kendrick video?
I have not yet. Oh. I've been at work all day.
What are you listening to?
Right now? I don't know. Honestly, like, I haven't been on my music tip lately. I've been crazy busy, but what I've been bumping really hard right now, my man's Anson Raps has a really dope
new
track. I just gotta plug that in there, called Movement. But I've been trying to be more hip to our local artists who are putting out a lot of dope projects. We had a couple of dope local projects drop today too, so check it out. I know Vintage Lee dropped one. Who else? Anybody else? Any other local artists?
Lightfoot just dropped a joint.
Yeah. We've had mad local music come out lately. So that's mainly what I've been like reviewing or listening to.
Word.
You were one of the people that featured 24 and 24. We appreciate that.
Yes. I mean, that album, that compilation album was dope. And what was dope about it is it was more than just a compilation. It was a movement. And I just liked the idea of having all of these super dope Boston artists on one album. It was just crazy. So the songs on that album too were insane.
Yes,
insane.
Thank you.
Insane.
I wrote every single one of them.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like that should definitely be something that's done like each year.
Yeah.
Like each
every
year.
Every quarter.
Oh,
every
my quarter. God.
Yeah, every quarter.
Then Sam, people are going to think it was easy. I know we made it look easy, but
having them all on time was the number one accomplishment.
We finished early, 3 minutes early.
That's the
accomplishment. I don't know how that happened.
That's the accomplishment.
Aunt Thomas almost screwed it all up, but
oh damn, he put him on blast.
Nah, right.
Nah, he's been on blast. We talked about it at the release. Aunt's been on blast.
It's been aired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He knows.
Yo, I actually got to skate, but I just want to say,
my man, Chuck,
so much. Sam, come by later, dog, at the new spot where actually they moved the station. But
yeah,
I'll text you
shoot
about
me
that.
The address.
Yo, 712 Middle East upstairs, Overdog Radio Showcase Part 4.
MideastOffers.com for tickets.
Thank you.
Dope.
Peace.
Thanks for coming by.
Much love.
Peace. Be good, man. Have fun. Congrats on everything in your life right now. Do you want to hear? Slide down. That mic's better anyway. Please slide down. But you take his and she'll take hers. Mic 4 has got a mean buzz to it. So.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Good. Anyway, I was saying to him, Mr. Adams.
Bye, Dart.
Bye, Dart.
That is the least conversation you will ever hear from Dart Adams on LFO.
Did he get on
nope.
the mic?
Zero.
Ah, weird.
He'll be back. Dart is a frequent guest and collaborator.
Mm.
I was saying earlier to Chuck, we're gearing up for the Cypher series, so we're just kind of doing a little more freeform shows right now, having people come in, shoot the breeze about a variety of topics, et cetera, et cetera. So we've been trying to link up for a little while now.
I know, it's been crazy. I'm doing all this event coordinating now, which I never thought I would do. A year ago, I'd never touched a goddamn event, so.
Whoa, we are on FM
Sorry,
<radio.
laughs> excuse my language, but.
And also shout out to you for curating and accomplishing the Juneteenth event at the MFA. It was a great experience.
That was a lot of work. So.
But it was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was definitely worth it. It was just, it was a lot of work. And so the trade-off with that is that I feel like I've kind of fallen a little farther away from the music side of myself. So I'm just trying to get back on that tip.
Mm. It's a balance. Bit.
We
talk about it a lot off air, trying to figure out how to
balance it.
Especially off. When you're someone who can make things happen.
Yeah.
People like expect you to start making them happen. And,
yep.
You know.
Very true.
Right.
But yeah, so I'm just glad I got to come by, even if it was only for a little bit, but just to come and pay my respects, really. Yeah.
Oh, Well,
that's a second. I feel like you should be recording this interview today.
We are.
I meant, like, this should be like a cut drop.
Well, we actually, we're on Facebook Live right now.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
great.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry for swearing. Everybody out there, everybody watching.
Facebook's fine. They can handle it. We'll go off air and we'll just all swear at them.
Did you get... Sorry.
What's that?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No.
Oh, you weren't?
I was, but you're the guest.
No,
so.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to ask if you met Talia yet.
Oh, no, I haven't. Nice to meet
you. Should
we
get her on the mic?
I like, I feel like I like your phone case. I love Spirited Away. That's one of my favorite anime films of all time.
We're not sure if she's going to stick around or not. This is like a tryout. I'm joking.
Wait, she's like, what?
We're into jokes here. We're into jokes. But she's going to help us with some social media stuff going forward. So
yeah, I know how
happy
that
to
is.
Have you on the team. We have to take you out. I mean, Sam has to take all of us out. But yeah,
for what?
To
celebrate her coming on the team. I think that's a major accomplishment. Like,
yeah, we can all go out together for sure.
Yeah, and then you pay.
See, this is where I get confused, is where people think that I somehow make any money at all doing this
out of
the kindness of my heart.
You do make money.
How does that happen?
You go to a job every day and...
What does that have?
You get money.
She said you go to a job every day. You can still be broke.
Right? Thank you.
No.
There's a lot of people working four jobs.
Oh my gosh.
Who aren't taking people out to dinner. Wow. Well, that means I fooled you guys. That's good. Fake it till you make it is what they say. So, I smell like money.
I look like money. Plug in real
big
quick.
Big Avell. Yep.
So, I'm hosting a jam session this Friday at 7:30.
Oh, really? Black Cotton Club?
At Black Cotton Club at Frugal Bookstore. If you are a poet, an artist, a singer, activist, an artivist, whatever you define yourself, if you have a mouth and you want to speak and sing or whatever, you should come to the Frugal Bookstore at 7:30, June 30th.
Well, you know, tonight was about promoting Chuck's show, but I will allow you to...
I mean, that too, but, I mean, hey, come through the jam session.
I'm kidding. No, Black Cotton Club is very, very dope. I've only been to two of them. I think I've made it to two.
Two? Are you sure it wasn't one?
I'm pretty sure I've made it to two. Maybe I've made it to one. I know you have a checklist, but I've always enjoyed the one or two that I've been to. And I have been to two. I went to the one with the video premiere.
Okay.
And I think I went to one other.
Okay.
No.
No.
Maybe I've only been to one. Either way, it was a packed house. There were like 70 people jammed into that bookstore.
I know. It was like, I think it was over 100, to be honest.
Really?
Mm. And that was the second one that I did when I came home.
So with you throwing successful events that draw crowds of over 100 people, maybe you should be taking us out, because that sounds like money to me.
Wow. Except I'm still broke. And I don't have.
So here's what we do. We need a sponsor. All those sponsors tuned in who want to sponsor our
sponsor.
That's true.
You know, send us some food and drinks.
You may be able to do that.
We might be able to. So we're putting that energy out there.
Definitely some alcohol sponsors you could get.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Food.
Mm-hmm. We have, well, Buy Rocks with us. We get byproducts. Mm. Stolen Spirits helped us out with a few things. Food, kind of Unreal Candy, has been good to us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
They're good. They do all... it's all like sugarless candy. It's organic candy, but their peanut butter cups are better than Reese's. It's crazy.
Mm.
It's only available in like the Whole Foods in... Wellesley. It's one of those.
It's probably like $2.50 a peanut butter cup.
They're working on it, but it's like they just shot for like a ridiculous market. And then everyone at our event was like, this is delicious. Like, I would buy this.
Those were so good.
Yes, see?
Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, people were stealing them. They're filling their purses and bringing them home.
I definitely took two home. Too.
Yeah, so shout out to Unreal. Hip hop is healthier than you realize. They think hip hop is like super unhealthy. You know, these corporations are still catching on to that. That like people are actively caring for their bodies.
Who has a vegan cookbook? Some rapper dropped a vegan cookbook.
I know Waka does a lot of vegan stuff. I've seen his videos. He did a video making blueberry muffins.
Yeah, he has vegan videos. Yeah.
Prodigy did like the prison cookbook. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I remember that. And they actually banned that book in a lot of prisons.
Did they?
Yeah.
Why?
Because yeah. It's the system. They don't want them reading on how to make their food better. So yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that until after he passed, and somebody had written an article on the fact that like
he stayed busy. He put out a lot of different projects in many mediums. The banning is not good though.
No, but yeah, I mean,
you would think a Prodigy fan would be able to sneak a book in though.
Probably.
They probably can work it out.
Probably. Though I imagine that would probably be the last thing. Book. Yeah.
Who knows? Prodigy was like blogging from prison and stuff. He had a lot going on while he was in there. Mm-hmm. So,
talk about rest in peace. Relentless.
Yeah. He was one of, that was the weirdest thing about his passing. Is like he was one of those dudes who seemed like kind of bulletproof. Like even though he had the health issues his whole life, you like never really thought he would go out. You know, anytime soon. Because he kind of made it through everything.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, especially, I talked about this last year when I first started working for KBX, but especially like for black men, all y'all out there watching, please take care of your health.
Yes.
Like, please, please, please take care of your health, especially after like losing Fife last year, like to diabetes, like, just all that stuff. We're literally losing our legends who aren't even that old to health problems. Obviously, like sickle cell is not something that is regularly treatable.
Yeah.
But still, like, besides Prodigy, like
there's drink water.
Yeah, drink
just
water.
Drink water.
As Mike Jenkins says. Drink water.
Good plug. Good plug.
Just drink water.
Drink more water.
Drink more water.
That's really it.
Yeah. Like, and just, but also go to the doctor, you know, like, please go get checked out.
I can't
like,
stand behind that. Doctors are no good.
Doctors are no good a lot of times.
Sometimes,
but, you know, I don't know. That was just crazy.
Just take care of you.
Listen to your body. Anyway, we got like 2 more minutes.
Sure do.
Like I said, we're super just chilling right now. Alumni Cypher Series is coming back this July. Did you guys hear who's on it? So far, do you know what the Alumni Cypher Series is?
I do know, but I don't know who's on it.
All right, well, we invite everyone back from the last few years. So far, we have Darius Haywood, Timon Lep, Ant Thomas, Bug Out, Chronic Tone, Paranom, Killer Kowalski, Mertz, Prano, Ryan Easter, Seti Zhu, Tayshawn Taylor, Tim Nyan, Cody Pope, Esty Knack, Champ Chuck, Esh the Monolith, DL, Notoriety, and quite possibly Kyle Bent, and about 15 other people. So
wow.
Nice.
It's going to be crazy.
That's a list.
That's a great lineup.
That's a list.
It's going to be wild. So hopefully everyone can come on different days. Yeah. Which we've had mixed results with that in the past, but
coordinating can be hard.
Well, we split people up to start, but then gradually people bail until the last one.
Yeah.
And then it's like, but it's fun. The last cypher is always crazy, but hopefully everyone's there. I'm not even going to speak negativity into existence.
No,
like
it's positivity.
Everyone is going to be
It's going to be dope. Everyone's going to be
gonna
there.
Crazy.
It's going to be a crazy cypher.
Yep.
As is tradition. All right, well, this Friday, let's make sure we all get out to Frugal Bookstore. Black Cotton Club. Is this number 5?
This is number 5. Is it? Yes.
See, I know how many there have been at least.
That's crazy.
I'll be performing.
Really?
Like, I'm going to put this out there too. Tamar Nicholas, a.k.a. Makeda, is going to be performing too.
Yes. And Jordan.
Yes.
And Barrett might be doing the Millie
Wop. It's a good time.
What is the theme this time?
It's celebrating black music because June is Black Music Month. So we're just...